Among the many mitzvahs that you find in Parshas Mishpatim is the obligation of Bikurim. If you look in the Rambam, right, in Sefer Mitzvahs, the mitzvah Kufavei, right here, the Rambam tells us that the mitzvah should tzivanu lahotzi habikurim ulahaviyam lamikdash. There's a mitzvah, the Rambam writes, of designation, of hafrasha, and there's a mitzvah of hava. The Rambam cites the pasuk in Mishpatim in Perek Chof Gimel, that reishis bikurei ad maskan. The Rambam Shita is that this is considered to be one mitzvah, designate the bikurim, and bring them to the Mikdash Hashem. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos in Kuf Lamed Beis mentions an independent mitzvah, and that is Mikra Bikurim, Kriya Saparsha, which is found in Parshas Kisava. But as far as what one does with the bikurim themselves, the Hafrasha and the Hava, that is considered to be a single mitzvah. It's similar to what the Rambam writes regarding Hafrashas, Chumas, and Maestros as well. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos in Kuf Chavav, in the very next mitzvah, mentions that the same is true when it comes to Truma, that there is an aspect of Hafrashas Truma, there is a mitzvah Nesina, and the Rambam writes, as we alluded to recently, that this is considered to be a single mitzvah, Hafrasha and Nesina Lakohi. And the Rambam writes in Sefer HaMitzvos in Kuf Lamed Gimel that the same thing is true when it comes to Hafrashas Chala, that the Hafrashas Chala and the Nesin LaKohen, all of that is considered to be a single mitzvah. The Rambam does not distinguish at all between cases of Chala or Truma and even Bikuri. And here the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos in Shorish Yubeis points out that there is a fundamental distinction between cases, for example, of Truma or Chala, as opposed to other examples of Matana. The Ramban writes, when it comes to cases of Truma, there no doubt there are two separate mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah of Hafrasha, and there is a mitzvah of Nesina. Why exactly is that true? The Ramban writes the following, that when you're dealing with something that there is a Chaloshem Tevel, Dvarim HaTvulim, then clearly the Hafrasha is independent of the Nesina. The purpose of the Hafrasha is to uproot this Yisur Tevel, and then there's an independent mitzvah of a mitzvah's Nesina. So the Ramban writes that when it comes to other such cases, in principle you could agree with the Ramban, that the Hafrasha and the Nesina is considered to be a single mitzvah. When you're dealing, however, with something where there is a Chaloshem Tevel, that certainly is not the case. In our instance, for example, when it comes to Bikurim, there is no concept of Tevel, that the Hafrasha is Matir Nisr Tevel. Foshim Shafi will not agree with the Rambam Shita, and that is that the Hafrasha and Havas Bikurim is considered to be a single mitzvah. The Ramban simply disagrees when it comes to cases like Shum and Chala, where there is a Chaloshem Tevel. And this is against the view of Rav Sadia Gaon, because Rav Sadia Gaon, even when it comes to Bikurim, counts two independent mitzvahs. A mitzvah of designated bikurim, and then a mitzvah of havas habikurim. Even though there is no chaloshem tevel at all, but nonetheless, this is the chiddush of Rav Sadia Gaon. So indeed, three different shitas. According to the Rambam, we equate truma, bikurim, challah, where there's mitzvah achas. According to Rav Sadia Gaon, it is always considered in two separate mitzvahs. According to the Ramban, only when there is a chaloshem tevel, then do we assume that there are two separate mitzvahs. Otherwise, in fact, that would not be the case. That's the chiddush of Ramban Shita. When the Ramban discusses in Shorash Yudbeis the rayos to assume that this in fact is true, that there is a mitzvah hafrasha independent of Nesina, the Ramban puts forth several rayos. Number one is a bracha. There is a bracha which is recited at the time of the hafrasha. Even though the Ramban writes, the Gemara explains in Menachos and Daf Mem Beis that you recite the bracha when asiyasa gemar mitzvasa. If one would argue that these are not two independent mitzvahs, but rather Hafrasha and Nesina, so in such a case, the Ramban writes, why would a bracha be recited b'shas Hafrasha? That's not considered to be the Gemara mitzvah. But the Ramban writes, once you assume that they're two independent mitzvahs, you understand a bracha b'shas Hafrasha. The Ramban further points out as follows, that the Kohanim themselves, mafrish shinu mavarchim, they must be mafrish, and they recite a bracha as well, even though they're not going to exercise the right of Nesina. What type of Nesina? It's considered to be Maman HaShevet that the Kohen is entitled to. But yet there's a mitzvah Safrasha to uproot that Chiyuv of Tevel. And furthermore, the Ramban writes, what happens if you have Truma Temeya or Chala Temeya? So in such a case, one is obligated to be Mafrish, with a bracha. You're going to be Mafrish, you're going to designate as Chala, designate as Truma, now it's Tone, Sreifa. So in such a case, you're not being mafrish for the purpose of the mitzvah of Nesina, but rather these are considered to be independent mitzvah. As mentioned, this is only true because there is that chaloshim teva. If you were to deal with bikurim, or zro lechayayim vakeva, for example, matnas kuhuna, which are not preceded by nisra teva in such a case, then in fact the Ramban would assume it is only considered to be mitzvah achas. The Rambam Shita that counts Hafrosha and Nesina as a single mitzvah. What exactly is that Shita? How do you understand the view of the Rambam? Here one could suggest, right, several different possibilities. If you look in the Megillas Esther, found in Shor Shebeis and Sefer Mitzvahs, Megillas Esther writes, according to the Rambam Shita, the mitzvah is one of Nesina. It's a mitzvah Nesina. What exactly is Hafrosha? Hafrosha is just simply, right, a hechsher nesina. You're obligated to give truma to the kohen. That is considered to be the mitzvah. You're obligated to go ahead and to take your bikurim and bring them to the mikdash Hashem. So obviously, something has to be done in order to designate the bikurim, to designate the truma. But in essence, the mitzvah is considered to be mitzvah sasina, and the hafrosh is only considered to be a hechsher nesina. That's how the Megillas Esther interprets the position of the Rambam. This, no doubt, is a very legitimate shita that the Megillas Esther writes, that really it's a mitzvah nesina, the hafrosh is considered to be a hechsher nesina. When you continue and look at the Megillas Esther, he takes this too far, right? He says, chidushim, that poshav shat are not the case at all. The Megillas Esther suggests the following: it's a mitzvah nesina, and the hafrosh is only considered to be hechsher nesina, and therefore Megillas Esther writes the following: if a person were to go ahead and be mafrish, and his mindset would not be to give it to the Kohen. Let's say he's being mafrish, because he wants to uproot it in Sertevel. But he has no desire, no intent to give it to the Kohen. Right, a very great Yiddish, the Megillas Esther writes that the Isa, right, does not become Utah. Right, the Chalos Heter is dependent on Nesina. That's very difficult. Poshim Shabbat, that certainly is not true. And then the Megillas Esther goes a step further and writes the following, that the Shem Tevel continues Ad Nesina. That also, Bukhara, is not the case at all. One could argue the Megillas Esther's view that really it's a mitzvah Nesina. And the purpose of the Hafrosh is simply considered to be a Heksha Nesina. But to argue that that intent is needed, or to argue that the Chalos Heter is not Chal until the time of Nesina, right, that certainly is not true. Even the New Franco Rambams, the Megillas Esther, they have a little footnote, they put on the bottom that this is not right. These Chidushim of the Esther cannot be. It's against too many Gemaras. It's clear the Sukkim Gittin Daf Tafei, and Shabbos Daf Lamed Aleph, just to mention a few, that certainly the Chaloshim Tevel is Paka, right, from the time of Hafrasha. You don't require, right, a Nesina to Mafgiyah that is. This is how the Chazanish points out in Simin Zayin, Os Kuf Dalet of Maestros, that even if you assume the Rambam Sheet, it's a mitzvah Nesina, but the Hafrasha does not require a Nesina in order to be Chal, and certainly the Isser would be Paka at that particular time. But in terms of approach, right, it is no doubt the legitimate possibility that the Rambam essentially is assuming that there is a mitzvah Nesina. If you look there in Sefer Mitzvahs, right, there are several Mepharshim, the Megillas Esther, the Marganisa Tava. Marganisa Tava writes the opposite. And that is, according to the Rambam Shita, right, the Ikar HaMitzvah is Hafrasha. There's a mitzvah Hafrasha's true. There's a mitzvah Hafrasha's Tava. And the Ramban's Kashi, recite a bracha b'shas Hafrasha. Of course, you recite a bracha Hafrasha. The mitzvah is one of Hafrasha. One is your mafrish. Now it's considered to be Mamon HaShevet. Now it's Mamon Kohen. So of course, right, you're obligated to go ahead and to give this to the Kohen, right? Because after all, now it is rightfully his. But the mitzvah is the mitzvah Safrasha, not considered to be that which is Nesina at all. If you look, for example, right, in the Rambam, you know, Fishchumas and Perigabeis, Halacha Yitzayin, right, this is not a Rai Mukachas in either direction, but the Rambam writes the following. Ein Yisrael Chayav Nehitab al Betruma. The responsibility, right, of the Nesina, so to speak, right, is not necessarily the obligation of, right, the Bailim, but rather the Ram describes Kohanim Yotzin the Granos V'Yisronos Dilhem Chol Kansham. It's the responsibility of the Kohen to go to the Goren, to go to the threshing floor, right, in order to go ahead and to take his Truma. Right, it's not that the Kohen, right, sits back and the Bailim actively have to go out and give it to the Kohen. Right? That's again what the Rambam writes. Look, you all like the Magen Avraham Tovi, you understand very well. The mitzvah's hafrosha, so now it is mamon hashevet. The Bainim has to make it accessible to the Kohen, but he doesn't have to pursue the Kohen. Again, it's not a Rai Muchafa, it's just a Ha'ari. Even if one assumes it's mitzvahs nesina. Right? The mitzvahs nesina does not have to be like Gittin. No, the Nosan Biyada. Even if it's a mitzvahs nesina, it means that the Bainim have to make the Truma accessible to the Kohen. But Torah's nesina, it's not a mice nesina, as you find in other cases as well. But again, as mentioned, Marganisa Tav assumes that in essence the mitzvah is considered to be that which is Hafrasha. And perhaps a third possibility, not the extreme of either one of those Mefarshim, the way one could argue as follows. It's not unusual in the Rambam, we've discussed in some different contexts, to have something which is called Chelek, Mechelkei HaMitzvot. You can have a mitzvah that has various components, and each element is considered to be Bechlal HaMitzvot. And perhaps Poshe Pshat, that indeed is the Rambam Shita. When it comes to Bikurim, there are various elements. There is the Hafroshas Bikurim, the Havas Bikurim, the Mikra Bikurim, even if each one is not an independent mitzvah, but certainly is considered to be Chelek Mechelkei HaMitzvah, perhaps as Poshe Pshat, one could go ahead and label right each of them as being an inherent part of the Maisa HaMitzvah, Hafrosha as well as that of Nesina. This biur in terms of what is the Rambam Shita with the various possibilities could be helpful in the following as well. When you look in the Sugim Sachim Adaptes, there the Gemara spells out clearly that in order for there to be an absolute Isser Achila, you need Meruach and Rias Pnei Habayis. When a person, for example, has produce which is growing, so in such a case, Achila Sarai is Mutter. A person can go ahead and just pick a fruit and eat without being Mafrish, Chumas, and Maestris. At what point do we assume that there's an Isra of Achilas Arai? So in such a case, right, that is when you have the Gemar Malacha. When you have Meruach, Riyas Pnei Habayis, you go ahead and you process, you bring it into your own. Poshub Shat, we usually assume it's at that moment that the Shem Tevel is considered to be Chal. After all, that Midaraisa, Achila is Mutter Kodem Meruach. The fact that we forbid Achilas Kev and allow Achilas Arai is only a duty to Rabbanan. What exactly does that mean? Poshub Shat as follows. That as of yet is not considered to be Tevel, Tevel is Asur Bachila, the Chaloshem Tevel is only Lachram Hiroach and Rias Pnei Habayis, and that is in fact when the Shem Tevel is Chal, that's when there's an Isser Achila. That's what the Gemara describes in Sachim Adaptes, that Ma'arem Ad Maltvoso U'machnitza B'motshila. A person could engage in a harama, and that is, he can bring the Tvo into his house in its husk in a way that Al-Pidin it's not called Rias Pnei Habayis, and in such a case, as some forms of Achila indeed will be Motu. So Poshub Shat as follows, that the Chalo Shem Tevel is dependent on Meruah and Rias Pnei Habayis. However, right, simply the following. When is it that a person is mafrish? When are you mafrish tumas maestros? When is a person mafrish challah? So even though this is true, that you require meruach and rias pnei habayis, in order for there to be an absolute israfil and poshub shat, in order for the chaloshem tevel to be chal, but nonetheless, a person could be mafrish even earlier. You can't be mafrish b'mechubar. Something is growing, I'll be mafrish. No. But if it's b'shibolim, even if you didn't yet have processing meruah, you didn't have yet rias pnei habayis, a person can be mafrish, shumas and maestros. Apparently, that indicates an interesting chiddush, that there are two different forms of hafrasha. What is it that hafrasha accomplishes? Hafrasha is truma, hafrasha is maeser, hafrasha is chala, right? Two very different possibilities. If a person will be mafrish, la'achar meruach and rias pnei habayis, what is the purpose of the hafrasha? It uproots the Isser Tevel. There is an Isser Tevel, and Aide hafrasha, it's poka. Let's assume a person is mafrish basada, the shibolin. In such a case, there's no Isser Achila as of yet minaraisa. Poshub Shad, it is not considered to be that which is Tevel. What is the purpose of that hafrasha? That's a very different hafrasha entirely. That's a preemptive hafrasha. As a result of that hafrasha, right, the Isser Achila, the Isser Teva, will never be Chal. These are two very different models of hafrasha. Hafrasha to be mafgia, a pre-existing isur tevel, or hafrasha to preempt isur tevel ever from being chal. The Rambam writes the same thing is true when it comes to hafrasha salah. The Rambam writes this in Hilchos Bikurim. In Perches Halacha Beis, the Rambam writes, you can be mafrish at different times. Eimosai mafrishim chalot. So the Rambam writes as follows. A person can be mafrish challah already at the time of Nisina Samayim. Nisina Samayim? When you go ahead and add the water, at that point, hafrosh is possible. Right? The Ravid is masig as follows. It's true. You could be mafrish b'shas Nisina Samayim, and it's chal, but the Ravid writes, ein yachol asos kein. But that's not the ideal form of hafrosh. The ideal form of hafrosh is la'achar lisha. That's what the Ravid writes. One could be mafrish challah before lisha, but the ideal hafrasha is la'achar lisha, when already it is absolutely called shehin yechseves isa. It is already called isa itself. Good. In other words, according to the Ravid, you see the following chiddush: the justice when it comes to shumas and maestros, one could envision two different types of hafrasha challah as well, before the chaloshim tevel and la'achar the chaloshim tevel. Kodem lisha, la'achar lisha. And then the Ravid goes a step further and writes the following chiddush, that of these two models, they're not equal. The ideal form of hafrash is taprut isur tevel. It's true. Sometimes you can be mafrish in such a way that you'll prevent isur tevel from michal. That's a fact, but that is not the optimal hafrash. Ein yafal asos king. The ideal hafrash, according to the Rav and Shita, is to go ahead and to allow the sir tevel to be chal, and then to go ahead and to be mafresh. That's the chiddush of the Rav and Shita. And the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam just presents the two options of hafrasha. The Rambam does not demonstrate a preference as to whether you should be mafresh earlier or whether bedavka one should wait. How do you understand the shita of the Rambam? The Rambam who writes that no, there are two options, and right, there's no preference to the later zman as opposed to the earlier zman. So perhaps one could argue, right, in a couple of possible ways. One possibility is the following. This is links, right, to what we've been discussing. The Rambam counts hafrosh as an independent mitzvah, and the Rambam does not do so. Why does the Rambam not do so? One possibility was that Megillas Esther. And that is, according to the Rambam Shita, the mitzvah is Nesina. What is the purpose of Hafrasha? Hafrasha is just simply the Hachanas HaChevtza. Obviously, you have to have Truma in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Nesina's Truma. You have to have Chal in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Nesina. You have to have Bikur in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Sava. That's clear. But that which you do in order to create, so to speak, the Chevtza, that Hachana, that does not consider to be, right, bichlal hamitzvah. If you assume that's true, perhaps one could argue, this is a Rambam then, the Shitase in the following sense. When you have a mitzvah, in such a case it makes perfect sense. I'll ask you the following, what is the optimal time in order to fulfill, right, this mitzvah? You have two models. You can do it before tevel, la'achar tevel. It's a very legitimate question. What is the mitzvah mubchar? What is the ideal window of time that the mitzvah is fulfilled? But if I were to tell you that this is not a mitzvah at all, but rather it's considered to be simply that which is a hechsher mitzvah, and the mitzvah is one of nesina, the purpose of hafrash is simply the achanas hachevtza, yeah, one could argue very well. It's not surprising at all that the Rambam does not show a preference to the shas hafrasha. The hafrash is just simply the tool, the vehicle, in order to attain the truma. Does it really make a difference whether it's before meruach or whether it's considered to be lachar meruach? If that's the beer in the Rambam, perhaps this is considered to be lishitasne. And I'll give you a couple other examples that perhaps this is critical. The next parshios will discuss, right, the mitzvah of osli mikdash v'shachanti b'salcha. But in a brief, right, nutshell, the Rambam writes in Sefer Mitzvos and Mitzvah Chav, that kelim is included in that mitzvah as well. Vasli mikdash v'shachanti b'sofim does not really mean building a mishkan or building a mikdash, but rather it means furnishing the mishkan, furnishing the mikdash. In other words, kelim are considered to be included in the mitzvah itself. And the Ramban disagrees. The Ramban maintains that's not true, that Vasli Mikdash Vashachati Besotam is to create a Mikdash, that certainly is the case. However, right, we don't assume that Kalim are considered to be subsumed in that category as well. That is, right, the Machlokas in the Rambam and the Rambam. Right? We'll have to discuss that at greater length. When you look in Sefer HaMitzvos, in the Mitzvos Lo Sasei Sheshachach Harav, the Rambam writes, the Rambam forgot to count the following mitzvah. The Torah tells us, "Uvachol asher amarti aleichem tishameru." The Rambam writes that the mitzvah, "Shelo l'shanos seder hanochas kelim." When it comes to the order in which, the sequence, right, of the hanochas kelim mikdash, there is a certain seder, a sequence, and one is not allowed to go ahead and deviate from. The Rambam writes, that's an iser lo sasei tishameru. Why is it that the Ram does not count this Isser Lam? So two Ha'arot. Ha'arot number one, right, is the following. According to the Rambam, you understand very well. According to the Rambam, part of Osli Mikdash Shafati B'Selcham is Asiyas HaKedim as well. And therefore, Pashav Shad, the Ram understood Kipshuto. And that is that Halacha, that there's a Seder, there's a sequence, that's part of the mitzvah of Osli Mikdash Shachati B'Sofon. The Ramban who writes that Kalim is not included in Asiyas HaMikdash, the Ramban will count the Seder Hanacha independent. Good. But the Rambam Shita that maintains all this is part of Osli Mikdash, so if there's a blueprint, if there's an order to the construction, that's simply Chelet Mechelkiya Mitzvah. So very good, the Ram does not count this as a mitzvah at all. Now one perhaps can go a step further and argue as follows. Not only is this an answer to the Rambam, Ramban raises a kasha. And how can the Rambam didn't count the Seder of the Skelim? Mitzvah Sheshachach Harav. So the answer is the following. No, the Rambam says that Kelim is part of the mitzvah, so the Mikdash Veshachanti Besof, as opposed to the Ramban that argues it's just a hechsher mitzvah. One could go a step further and argue as follows. That he hanosenes, that's exactly the Rambam Shita. In other words, the fact that the Torah is makpid on the Seder Hanacha, doesn't that demonstrate that there is a mitzvah? Kalim is a mitzvah. It's not just a Hechsher mitzvah. The Rambam Shita in Sefer Mitzvahs, Mitzvah Lamed Gimel, is making the Kalim as just a Hechsher mitzvah. What do you have to have a Mizbeach for? Because there's a mitzvah of Akrav Sakrabanos. What do you need, a Shulchan? For the mitzvah of Lechem Apanim. So the Asiyas HaShulchan, Asiyas HaMizbeach, all that is considered to be a Hechsher mitzvah. Perhaps one could argue exactly the opposite of the Ramban. The fact that the Torah tells us there is a Hakpada of Seder Hanacha, doesn't that indicate that that shows it is a mitzvah? It's not just a Hechsher mitzvah. There's a mitzvah of Asiyas HaKelim. And that's why the Rambam disagrees with the Ramban and maintains that Asiyas HaKelim is a Hechsher mitzvah. Because one could argue that in the realm of Hechsher mitzvah, is there necessarily a Seder Kadima? Is there necessarily a Seder Kadima? Now, I'll give you another example. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvah Lamed Gimel, writes, there's a mitzvah Levishas Bigdei Kohanim. And the Ramban disagrees. The Ramban is Masik. There's no mitzvah Levishas Bigdei Kohanim. There's a mitzvah Avodah. And a Kohen has to do Avodah. And a Kohen has to don the big day kuna, bizman shebig dena nehem, kunas nalehem. And the Avodah is mechunelas if he's not wearing big day kuna. But the purpose of the Kohen wearing the big day kuna, right, is just simply a hechsher mitzvah. And the Rambam disagrees, right, the Rambam makes that comparison. That building a mizbeach is like a Kohen donning the big day kuna. All of them is a hechsher mitzvah, it's a hechsher Avodah. And the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam counts Levisha's big day kuna as a mitzvah, as a mitzvah. So if you look in the Rambam, the beginning of Perek Yud of Chusklei HaMikdash, the Rambam writes the following, Ketzad Seder Levisha Sabavim. What is the Seder Levisha? What is the Seder Levisha? It's a Chiddush. No, the Rambam has a Seder Levisha. The Minchas Tinoch writes there's no Seder Levisha. Minchas Tinoch a mitzvah tzaditens. Minchas Tinoch writes that Rambam is Lavdavka. All the Rambam really means to say is that the Michnasayim should be first, but not that there's a whole Seder Levisha. Not very difficult. Rambam writes, Ketzad Seder Levisha Sabavim. Many write is to assume that the Rambam maintains that there is a Seder Levisha. But for our purpose, I would argue the Shitasim. The Rambam counts a mitzvah, no, as Levisha's big day kuna. In the realm of mitzvah, of course there's a Seder HaMitzvah. So it's not surprising that when you see that the Rambam counts this as a mitzvah, the Rambam writes, Ketzat Sig Levisha's Pnagim. If you were to argue that there is no mitzvah, Levisha, Levisha is just a Hechsher Avoda, it would make very good sense to say, as the Minfasinam does, that is there really a difference in terms of the Seder Levisha? But once something is a mitzvah, the Seder is considered that which is critical. So these are two examples, the Seder Nachas Kailim and the Seder Levisha Bignei Kuhuna. It's relevant for us as follows. The Rambam does not show preference to the moment of Hafrashas Chumas and Maisus Nachalim. It could be earlier, it could be later. The rabbi says, of course, there's a Seder. If you assume that the Rambam Shita is there's no mitzvah Hafrasha, Hafrasha is only a Hechsher mitzvah, you understand very well why the Rambam would maintain that no, there is no Seder Hafrasha. It's just to be Makshir than a similar kind. That perhaps is one possibility to understand the Rambam Shita. A very different possibility. Why is it that the Ram does not show any preference to before Meruah, La'achra Meruah, before Lisha, La'achra Lisha? And here, when you see a Rambam elsewhere, right, it turns everything on its head. Right, an unbelievable finish. We always assume, right, that before Meruah, Nriyas Pnei Habayis, Midaraisa, a person is allowed to eat. Midrabanan, there's Nisra of Achilas Keva, but Achilas Arai is not. Once you have Meruah Harias Pnei Habayis, there's an Isra. Why is that true? Why is that true? Well, simply, because that's when the Isra Tevil is come. The Isra Tevil is dependent on Meruah Harias Pnei Habayis. So the Isra Achila Daraisa is after that. Before that, it's Mutter Min HaTorah, or just Yisurei Drabanan of Achilas Kevin. When you look in the Rambam, in the Pirush Mishnayis, in Shrumos, in Periches Mishnah Gimel, here the Rambam seems to say something very, very different. The Rambam writes the following. That the Isser Tevel is Chalmiyai. Very great finish. The Isser Tevel is Chalmiyai. That's the Nashmos of the Rambam. Not that Meruah and Rias Pnei Habayis generates the Isser Tevel. How can that be? What do you mean there's an Isser Tevel Mia? It's Mutter Bachila. It's Mutter Bachila. Why is it Mutter Bachila? There's an Isser Tevel. You know how the Rambam describes it? Right, the pretty unbelievable Shita. Midaraisa. Midaraisa. Tevel is only Isser Bachila's Keva. What's the definition of Achilas Keva? The Rama writes the following. After processing, after Meruach and Rias Pnei Habayis, we usually assume that there's no Isser Tevel until Meruach and Rias Pnei Habayis. The Rama seems to say, no, that's not true. There's an Isser Tevel which is at an earlier stage. It's just that certain Machalos Asuros are Asur categorically, and certain Machalos Asuros are only Asur. Right? Like Tevel, Ba'achilas Keva. What is Achilas Keva after it's processed? After it's processed. Before Meruah, before it's processed, that's not called Achilas Keva. And therefore it is Mutter. If you look at Mikdash David and Simon and Vav, right, and Oz Gimel, right, highlights the Sram Pirish Mishnah, it's Rostavetchik, right, and various times that point out at the Skidish of the Rambam Shita. See, it helps answer the following question. Let's assume the normal mindset. Tevel is lichalach meruach pnei habayis. And what about before then? Don't eat a lot, but you can eat a little. Isn't that unusual? Well, where do you find such a case? I understand there are machalos asuros daraisa and machalos asuros rabbanan. So basar b'chalav is asur daraisa, b'sar op b'chalav is rabbanan. So we'll get up and we'll say the following. Chicken and milk. Don't have a lot of it, But snacking is okay. Achilas sarai, it's okay. It sounds strange. If something really is usur, why should there be a heter of achilas sarai, mechatesi? And if something is not, why should achilas kar be forbidden? Where do you ever have such a thing, kein daraisa? Where the psak is going to be, just don't have a lot. Why should that be true? What is the kein daraisa? According to the Rambam Shita, you understand beautifully. What do you mean? This is manish kein daraisa. The din daraisa is the temple is only osur b'achilas keva. Midaraisa achilas keva is defined as after processing, after miruach and riyas pnei habayis. You know what the din d'rabbanan was? Just a slight modification. And that's the following. If you're going to sit and you're really going to have a lot, we're going to call that achilas keva even if it wasn't yet processed. That's all the Chachamim did. They slightly notched up. Midaraisa, this is not that type of achil if it hasn't been processed. Yeah, but if you're going to sit, you're going to eat an awful lot of this. So Midraban will label it as achilas keva. It's beautifully kein daraisa. But if you assume that the chaloshim tefa was never chav, right, so what was the nature of this Issur Rabbanan that some yes and others no? Achilas sarai is mutar, his keva is considered to be also. So that's a pretty fascinating possibly in the Rambam Shita. Right? This Issur Tevel is Chalmiyad, the Tevel Midarais is only Hasab Achilas Keva, Dahainu, Macha Mirach Riyas Ben Yavais, and Midrabanan will call something as Achilas Keva if, in common sense terms, it's a formal eating of Achilas Keva even before Meruah. Interesting, no? If this is true, you see the sheet of the Rambam. So now again you can address our Ha'ar. Why isn't it the Rambam shows any preference to Hafrasha before Meruach, Hafrasha l'achar Meruach? You know what the answer is? Well, the Rambam says these are two different types of Hafrasha, right? One is to preempt this Issur Tevel, one is to uproot this Issur Tevel. No, that's not true according to the Rambam. According to the Rambam, both are doing the same thing. They're uprooting the Issur Tevel. Because the Issur Tevel is chal miyad. So of course the Rambam is not going to show preference to one versus the other. Because these are not two different models of afresh at all. Interesting finish. According to the Raivin, one has two models. Not necessarily according to the view of the Rambam Shita. This construct of the Raif, there are two different types of hafrasha, right? There's hafrasha which is uprooting Issur Tevel, hafrasha which preempts the Issur Tevel. That's also an interesting chiddush, and that is you can have, because we always assume it's pashut, but now, chiddush, that you can have a mitzvah hafrasha without an Issur Tevel. According to the Ram, not necessarily. Tevel, they're mafrish. According to the Ram, that's not true. You can be mafrish chuma basadeh without an Issur Tevel. This fits in very well with a greater chiddush that the Ravid writes. This Ravid is found elsewhere. There's a chibur of the Ravid which is called Kasuv Sham, a separate volume. And if you look in the Kasuv Sham, at the very end of Maseches Chulin, right, the Ravid writes a pretty incredible chiddush. And the Sefer Kafta Beferach, in Perek Gimel, this is also a quote in the name of the Ravid, but an unbelievable chiddush. You know, you learn Kedushin, and I had that long Tosas, Esrik Shav Lilan. When you're younger, you skip. Now that all the details of, again, Trumas and Mises, what is, was not, and so on. So Rashi and Tosas raise a very simple issue. Now, what is Chayiv and Shuma Daraisa? Rashi and Tosas assume, right, that Shumas Peros is only Drabanon. The only thing that's Chayiv and Shumas and Mises mean Daraisa is Dagon Tirosh V'Yitzah. And Rashi and Tosas are bothered. Aren't there all those drushos? That whole sugya, Esrik Shavali Ilam. Rashi's already bothered. It doesn't sound like all those things only Drabanan. Right? The Gemara has drushos. The drushos. Rashi ends up Enochin Ami. All that's an asmachta. All that's an asmachta. And the Rambam is other extreme, where the Rambam maintains that that's not true, that Peros are Chayiv and Shumas and Maisos Daraisa. Even the pasuk says, "Dagon Tirosh V'Yitzar." And that's always known as the fundamental machlokes. Rambam versus Rashi and Tosus. Whether Truma is limited to Dagon Tirosh V'Yitzar or even Truma's Peros is limited. Good. The Ravid writes a Great, great Kiddush. You know, if it's true, it resolves everything. The Pasuk says, Dagon Tereshu Yitzar, and Bitmar discusses cases of Trumas Peros. What's Daraisa, what's not Daraisa? The Rabbi writes the following unbelievable Kiddush, and that is this, that when it comes to Dagon Tereshu Yitzar Midaraisa, you must be Mafish. You must be Mafish. There's an Isra of Tevel. When it comes to Peros, the Rabbi, unbelievably, there's no Isra Tevel Daraisa. But if you're Koresh Aim and you say Hareza Truma, it's Truma Daraisa. Truma Daraisa. That's the Rabbi Shita. Peros does not have an Isra Tevel Daraisa, but Peros has a Chalosh Truma Daraisa. Dagon Tereshu Yitzar has two halakos, Tevel, Truma. Peros, Truma, yes, I de Kriyas Hashem, but there's no Isra Tevel. There's no Isra Tevel. Unbelievable. That's the Rabbi Shita. It's an unbelievable Chiddush, the Ravid, but you understand where it's coming from. Because the Ravid assumes, Kipshuto, you can be Mafrish Tumas Maishas Basada, even though there's no Isser of Tevel. So, Hafrosha is not only for the purpose of uprooting an Isser Tevel. Yeah, there's still, it's a major leap, right? In these cases, you think of something that will become Tevel, Lachem Rachem Yesterday Habayis. You were just Mafrish Basada. But once you see that model, the Ravid takes us a giant step forward and writes that you can have Hafrasha Daraisa without an Isra of Tevel. It's pretty unbelievable. And that resolves all the Gemaras that Tosus is troubled by. Some Gemaras yes, some Gemaras no. The answer is there's no Chiyuv Hafrasha on Peris Daraisa, but if one is Koreshem, it's true with Daraisa. Right? That in fact is the Ravid Shita. So again, right, the three deos regarding Bikurim, right, Trumos, Maestro, Schala, right, one mitzvah, two separate mitzvahs, and three Biurim and Rambam Shita. Why is it that Hafrosh and Nisin is counted as a single mitzvah? Chelek mechelki ha-mitzvah, is it just a Hechsher mitzvah? Or is the mitzvah one of Hafrosh and Nisin is just simply giving the Kohen that which in fact is his? Tosus has bothered himself in the Daf Beis and Beis regarding the following question. The Gemara here discusses a Zar who goes in each Truma B'Shogeg. If he does so Mishalem Keren B'Chomesh. Avashol says the following, Ad Shehebo Shavakut. This is only true, right, if there was a value of a Shavar Pruta. Why exactly is that true? Well, true, the Pasuk says, V'ish kiyocha kodesh b'shvaga, but the Pasuk says, V'nosan, v'nosan, and ein nesina pachos mishavar Pruta. So when you have a zar, shachal truma, the Torah says, V'nosan, v'nosan lakoyim. So in such a case, nesina means a Shavar Pruta and beyond. So Tosus himself raises the following question. Is that really true? That Nesina always means a Shavar Pruta and beyond? Tosus says, Vim Tomer, HaKai Malan, Chita Achas Poteres Esakri. When it comes to Hafrashas Trumas, Maisras, it comes to Truma. Truma, Chita Achas Poteres Eskolakri. You take one grain, that's it. Fitachas, pateras is called green. And yet, afogav diksibe nesina, but the pasuk says nesina, titein lo, you're obligated to give the truma to the kohen. So there is nesina. And the Gemara says, ein nesina pachos yishav bruta. But yet, fitachas, pateras is called green. Fitachas is pachos yishav bruta. That's also discussion. Tosus answers as follows, that the concept of Nesina, Titein, and Chumash can have two different meanings. Sometimes Nesina is an act of giving. And sometimes Nesina is pain. Nesina's Tashlim, pain. Tosus writes, that's a big difference. When nesina means giving, there's no halacha of shavu bruta. When nesima means paying, then ein nesinas tashlum in pachas yishav bruta. Well, add one word. When the Gemara says ein nesina pachas yishav bruta, ein nesinas tashlum in pachas yishav bruta. That's Tosfos Teretz. So when the Torah tells you the guy goes ahead and eats the truma of the kohen, b'shogeg, he must pay the kohen for that which he eats. He has to compensate the kohen. Yeah, that's ein nesina pachas yishav bruta. When the Torah tells us that if you're mafresh truma titein lo, give it to the kohen. Give it to the kohen. That's nesina of an act of giving. Then there's no halacha. Right? The nesina pachas yishav bruta. It's pretty important doses. So this principle of the Gemara, nesina pachas yishav bruta, depends. There's no payment less than shiva bruta, but certainly one can give something which is pachas yishav bruta. That's Tosfos' stance. So if you look in the Noda B'Yehuda, it's found in Madura Tinyani and Yerudea, in Simen Reish Aleph. The Noda B'Yehuda writes, V'yesh li lomar bezeh davar chadash, and I'm about to tell you, right, a new beautiful chiddush, right, the dangerous words Noda B'Yehuda writes, lo kadmini bezeh shum mefareish ol bezeh. No one has ever said this chiddush. Dangerous words. The chiddush of the Noda B'Yehuda is mefurish, right, in... We'll see the Tosfos written in Kedushin and Daf Nun Ches, right? But here the Noda B'Yehuda writes the following Chiddush. Right? There are two halachos. There's Hafrosh and there's Nesina. Hafrosh and Nesina. And Enoch in Ami, right? Hafrosh does not have a shir of Shor Bruta. But Nesina certainly does. Titei no. Nesina has to be nesina chashuva. Ein nesina pachas v'shava bruta. Tosfos quotes the Gemara Chulin. Chitachas poteres es kol akri. What does poteres es kol akri mean? Chitachas is mafkia disur tevel. Poteres es kol akri. That is just afrasha. Afrasha. This is exactly what you find in Tosfos Reb. Kedushin Nun Ches Mon Beis. Tosfos Reb writes the following. One must distinguish between Hafrosh and Nesina. If one is Mafresh Chitachas, it's true. It will exempt the entire Kri. It is called the Hafrosha. It's sufficient to uproot the Isur Tevel. But you know what? Not like Tosfos. You will not fulfill the Mitzvahs Nesina by giving the Kohen Chitachas. Kli Tosfos Reb is assuming there's a mitzvah nesina. Perhaps the Tosfos Reb fits in right better with the Rambam sheet. These are two different mitzvahs. They're two separate shiurim. The shiur of Shita Achas is only for Hafrasha. The shiur nesina is nesina chashuva, which is more than that. The Tosfos Reb writes the following chiddush. The same thing is true if a person is Torim min hatamei ala tahor. Not supposed to do that. I have truma tamei. You know what I'll do? I have produce that is tamei. I'll declare this is the truma to exempt, right? The chul misukanim, which is tahor. So now I have truma tamei that's tahor straight. The Tosfos Reb the following chiddush. The chovas hafrasha you'll fulfill, but you will not fulfill the mitzvah nesina by giving that to the kohen, which is tahor straight. Again, you see clearly the frush is not just simply for the purpose of Nesina. Right? You can have a frush or you will not fulfill the mitzvah Nesina. Even the opposite as well seems to be incorrect according to Tosfos Reb. That all there is a mitzvah hafrasha, and once you're mafrish, so of course it is. No, you see that you can be mafrish, but yet you will not fulfill mitzvah Nesina. Pashav Shat, they're independent. Kiyumim, Hafrosh and Nesina, and in such a case, that is considered to be sufficient. Sufficient for Hafrosh, but not for the purpose of Nesina. Well, that's also relevant for our issue, right, of the beer in the Rambam sheet in the Rambam. Regarding the Mitzvah Bikurim, we mentioned that aside from what you find, in this Shabbos is Priya Satora of designating the Bikurim, and the Havas HaBikurim, as a separate mitzvah, right, there is the concept of Mikra Bikurim. And that the Rambam is saying the mitzvahs Kufa Lebeis, right, a separate mitzvah entirely. There is an interesting Ramban in a very different context. It's found in Sefer HaMitzvot, in the Hosafos, the mitzvah to say Tezvah, Birchas HaTorah. Birchas HaTorah. Where the Ramban is troubled, that why is it that the Rambam does not count Birchas HaTorah as one of Tariq mitzvahs? The Gemara in Kedushin, Gemara in Brachos, Tav Chabalev, quotes the Chiyuv of Birchas HaTorah, the Pasuk of Kishim Hashem Ekrom Dov Elokeinu. Why is it that the Rambam fails to mention this? So we've discussed different approaches in earlier Shiurim. The Shagazari writes in Simcha Abdallah that the Rambam Shita is Birchas HaTorah as a Nidrabanan. If you look at the Mabit in Kiryas Sefer, it's found in Hilchos Tefillah. In Perek Yubeis, the Mabit writes that according to the Rambam, it's just part of the Mitzvah Talmud Torah. The Rambam also agrees that Birchas HaTorah is Darnes. But it's not an independent mitzvah, but it's subsumed under the heading of Talmud Torah. The Ramban there in Sefer Mitzvos, in Mitzvah Tezvav, already entertains this possibility. The Rambam did not count Birchas HaTorah. Why not? Maybe one possibility is the Rambam did not view Birchas HaTorah as an independent mitzvah, but rather as part of the Prate HaMitzvah of Talmud Torah. The Ramban rejects this. How does he reject this? Ramban writes two examples. Number one, Bikurim. Doesn't the Rambam count Havas Bikurim and Mikra Bikurim as two separate mitzvahs? If the Rambam would count Mikra Bikurim and Havas Bikurim as a single mitzvah, good, so one could argue, Hu Hadinami, Talmud Torah and Birchas HaTorah. But once you see from Bikurim that the Rambam quotes the Kriya, the Amira, independently, so shouldn't the same thing be true when it comes to the case of Talmud Torah? The Ramban writes, he doesn't think that's a legitimate defense. Or the Rambam Shita. And then the Ramban asks a highly unusual kasha. I'll give you another proof that this is true. Mikra Bikurim and Havas Bikurim. That I understand. That's a good kasha. Then the Ramban adds something which is very difficult. And similarly, Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim and Achilas HaPesach. Wow. That sounds striking, no? That's a kasha. If you're going to tell me that the Rambam counted Birchas HaTorah as part of and not separate, because the Rambam calls the Kriya as Prate Mitzvah, then the Rambam should have counted Mikra Bikurim and Havas Bikurim as one mitzvah. I understand that kasha. And so too, Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim and Achilas Korah Pesach. That's a very great tradition, no? The Rambam Sefer Mitzvahs counts as obviously two Sefer Mitzvahs. In Nun Vav is Korban Pesach, and Sipur Tzias Mitzrayim is much later, Kufnun Zayin. That's a Raya. Mikra Bikurim and Havas, I understand. But it's surprising Rambam to quote that Raya. Something requires a separate deen. If I were to ask you, if Sipur Tzias Mitzrayim and Achilas Pesach, one mitzvah, two separate mitzvahs, hey, you don't know this Rambam, you don't know Talmud Torah, you don't know Birchas HaTorah, you don't know Bikurim. Isn't it obvious to two separate mitzvahs? Isn't it obvious? We don't have a Korban Pesach. Right? Sipur Tzias Mitzrayim is a mitzvah d'oraisa l'doros. Unusual, no? That somehow the Ramban thought that the fact that the Rambam counts Sipur Tzias Mitzrayim and Korban Pesach as two separate mitzvahs, that would twist the Rambam's arm that you must count Birchas HaTorah separately. I understand the relationship of Birchas HaTorah and Torah. That's the relationship of Sipur Tzias Mitzrayim and Korban Pesach. You see, perhaps according to Ramban, yes. Right? But that kasha, no doubt, is an important kasha. Right? But for our purposes, again, Bikurim. Bikurim is a model where the Kriya Saparsha and the Maisa Mitzvah is counted as one, counted as two. The same should be true of Birchas HaTorah and Talmud Torah. What would the Rambam argue? Pashuk Shat, the Rambam would distinguish between those cases. That what is true of Birchas HaTorah certainly is not true of Mikra Bikurim. Now, we discussed in earlier Shiurim, but what exactly is the nature of Birchas HaTorah? What kind of bracha is it? You know, the Bris Rav quotes B'Shem Rav Chaim, K'Shem HaShem Ekra, it's a bracha, Chef Teshot Torah. It's not a Birchas HaMitzvah. There is such a day in Tosos. That's what the Gaon assumes in Siman Zayin, Berachas HaMitzvah. But according to the Rambam, Chaim points out it's not a Berachas HaMitzvah. After all, the Mechaber writes that women recite Berachas HaTorah. Nashim Berachas Berachas HaTorah, the right end of Siman Zayin. But the Mechaber writes that women cannot recite a Berachah. They're not obligated in Mitzvah. Women cannot recite a Berachah, Lulav Sakashofer. And yet women recite Berachas HaTorah. So don't you obviously see that according to the Mechaber, Berachas HaTorah is not the Berachas HaMitzvah on Talmud Torah? Because here, women can recite as well. And afinami, when the Gemara says, why do you recite Berachas HaTorah? The Gemara doesn't say it's a Berachas HaMitzvah. The Gemara quotes a pasuk, Yishem Hashem Ekrav Lelokeinim, Shem Hashem, Chefte Shotorah, Kriyas HaTorah, that requires, right, a Bracha. That's where Reb Chaim develops, the Rebbe elaborates at great length. Right, that it's a bracha on Chefte Shotorah, Shem Hashem, Kriya Shem Hashem Ta'umba. Shem Hashem Ekra, Avu Gul, Elokeinu. Torah is called Shmosu Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu, Shem Hashem Ekra. So let's use that. We'll have to elaborate for the time being. Birchas HaTorah is a bracha on Chefte Shotorah, Chefte Shotorah. Good. What about Bikurim, Mikra Bikurim? Mikra Bikurim. Could you say that as well? Mikra Bikurim is a Kriya Shaparshit Zamira al Cheftesho Bikurim. Is that really true? There would argue that's not the case at all. Hoshub Shat, Mikra Bikurim is B'Shas Havah. But it's not how, so to speak, al HaBikurim. Mikra Bikurim is a Chiyuv Hodor. Mikra Bikurim contains, right, Hodor, the entire history of Klal Yisrael, Aram Yavid Avi. I'll ask you the following. At what point is it appropriate to give this Hodor? The Torah's answer is the following. When a person has Reishis Pri Hadamah, today's Parsha. No. Person, right, works, and now Kadosh Baruch Hu gives him plenty. So therefore, that is an opportunity, b'shas hava, to engage in Hodorah. I would argue again that mikra bikurim is expressed at the time that one offers one's bikurim, but it wouldn't be appropriate to say that the mikra bikurim is defined in terms of the hava. It's chal al hava. That is true of Berchas HaTorah and Talmud Torah. Shem Hashem Ekrav Lelokeinu. Kriya Shem Hashem requires a bracha. If that's true, you understand very well, right? That split of the Rambam. That, of course, Mikra Bikurim is independent mitzvah. An independent mitzvah. True, that Tznai HaMitzvah is the Shas Havah. However, right, not true of Birchas HaTorah. The relationship of Birch and Talmud Torah is much tighter. Kriya Shem Hashem, Cheftesho Torah. There one could envision, as the Maggid writes, that there Mikra Bikurim is independent, but Chovas HaBracha is part of, an extension of, Talmud Torah and subsumed under that category. The fact that Bikurim has these two elements to it, it has the Havasa Bikurim, right, and the Mikra Bikurim, part of the two separate mitzvahs. Perhaps that's revealing in light of the following. When you look at Rashi in the very beginning of Chumash Bereishis, right, Bereishis Bara Elokim, Rashi quotes the Midrash Rama that interprets the Pasuk as that Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world Bishvil Reishis. Not just simply the in the beginning or in the beginning of, but rather Vriya Shamayim Va'aretz was a result of, right, in order to ensure, in order to establish that which is called Reishis. And Rashi cites 2 days in the Medrash, Yishvil Yisrael Shenikra Reishis, Yishvil Torah Shenikra Reishis, Vriya Shamayim Va'aretz was, right, Bishvus Yisrael, Bishvus HaTorah. Rashi doesn't cite the additional view, but you look in that Medrash Rabbah, at the very beginning of Rashi, in Parsha Aleph, here, right, the Medrash writes, Bikurim. Bishvil Bikurim, Shnei Gracious. Dichsev, and it quotes the Pasuk, right, from this Parsha, right, Rashi's Bikuri Ad Masa. Rashi's Bikuri Ad Masa. Pretty unusual, no? I understand. Bria Shemayim Varetz was Biskus Ator. Bria Shemayim Varetz was Biskus Yisrael. Good. Well, those are pretty important things. Kal no? Yisrael, Torah, right? That is the basis of Bria Shemayim Varetz. Bikurim. Bikurim is a beautiful mitzvah. Much longus. But Bikurim. Yishvil Bikurim Shnik Reishis. Reishis Bikuri Amasva. What's so special about Bikurim? So perhaps one could suggest that the answer is the following. When you look at the Ramban in the very end of Parshas Bo, that the Ramban elaborates, right, on all the events of Yetzias Mitzrayim, why they're so important. We've cited so many times, Nisim Hagdolim, the Mizmoda Benisim Hanistarim, and so on. There the Ramban writes a further line. And that is the following. What is our mandate? What is our job description in this world? What is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls upon us to do? The Ramban writes the following line, V'ein lekel elyon chepetz v'tachton. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no other desire of man. Ein lekel chepetz v'tachton. Milvaz shiyega ha'adam. V'yoda lelokav shebarach. Shiyeda v'shiyoda. That's our mission, the Ramban writes. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create us? What exactly are we doing here? Ein lekeolim chepetz betavtonim, movad shiyeda ha'adam, yeda, v'yoda lelokav shebarach. A person has to know, right, recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists, and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that which he does. That's a pretty powerful line there about us, no? Why is it that we are here? What is our mission? Shiyeda v'shiyoda. Awareness, right, of Hashkochas Hashem, and Hodor. Shiyeda v'shiyoda. That's it. That's why we were created. And that's what the Ramban writes. It's important Ramban to know in general, no? That's the mandate that everyone has in this world. Recognize Kadosh Baruch Hu, right? Anisefa shebachol yom imano. Thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tov Tov Shemua. That's the twofold mandate that we have. Rosh Hashanah once suggested the following Kiddush, that is Bikurim. Bikurim has two elements. Havas Bikurim, Mikra Bikurim. What is Havas Bikurim? Reishis Bikur Maska, that's Shiyoda. That's Shiyeda. Now a person recognizes, right, that everything belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Person toils and works and harvests, right? And now, finally, there are crops, and a person's response could be kochi motzim yodi. But no, a person is obligated to give that HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a statement of shiyeda. I realize that everything is a result of Hashkochas Hashem. That's what the Chinuch writes of Pidyon HaBen, a form of bikurim, so to speak. Bikuri ad maska, the recognition that even though I may have worked very hard, everything is a matana tov that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me. That's shiyeda. And the mitzvah is not really hava, but there is an independent mitzvah. There is mikra bikurim. Mikra bikurim is hodav. The entire parsha is a chiyuv hodav. Right? Usually we have sheva, bakasha, hodav. Mikra bikurim is kula hodav. In a word, right, the two elements of bikurim, right, Hava and Mikra Bikurim is Shiyeda V'shiyoda. The Ramban writes, that's what we're doing here. With this in mind, perhaps you can understand, right, that Medrash Rabbah. The gracious Barloki means B'shus HaBikurim Ein Reish Yisrael HaBikurim Shenemar Reish Yis Bikurat Nasa. It's not just really a mitzvah, but Bikurim perhaps more than any other mitzvah. Can encapsulate that type, right, of understanding of what the Ramban writes is the very basis, right, the Bria Shemayim Baruch, the very basis of our existence. more than meets the eye to the mitzvah of Bikurim, but rather, right, part of our mandate in life. And perhaps that's the meaning, right, of the Medrash of that. Okay, we'll pick up on Sunday. We'll see, this will be important simply in terms of our discussion now of Zechiya and Tzrichos when it comes to Hafrasha Shtruma and the different elements of Hafrasha. I'd love to see why that's so important. One of the rites that the Rashba brings, take a look at the Rashba in Kedushin of Membeis, that Zechiya must be Mitam Shlichos. Must be Mitam Shlichos. Is that the Gemara Nedarim Daf Lamed Vav is willing to assume Zechiya when it comes to Afrashas Chumas and Aismas. Torah Mishlosh Al Chavera. And yet, Afrashas Chumas and Aismas is not the basis of Shlichos. Kain Terimu Gamatem. So if you need Shlichos, and Zechiya works, is that indication that Zechiya must be Mitam Shlichos? That's the right, that the Rashba writes, the Rashi asks again. Of course Zechiya is Mitam Shlichos. Otherwise, how can the Gemara envision that Zechiya should work when it comes to Afrashas? And the whole discussion in Amda Flamed Vav is simply the following. If a person comes and he's Torah my Truma, is it good or is it? I didn't appoint him to do so. Maybe it's good, maybe it's not good. What's the deal in the Gemara? Just simply, what I wanted him to do so, was that a schus? Or would I have said, no, it would have been a schus for me to have done a frasha myself? My nichus is that I should do it. Why should somebody else be fulfilling my mitzvah? But in principle, the Gemara says Zechiya should work. It's just simply a question of, is this called a schus or is it called a chalach? How do you know Zechiya should work when it comes to Afrashas Shumas and Aisros? So that's what Rashi writes. That's right, the Rashi Shita. The Zechiya is mitam shlichos. Because if you say Zechiya works above and beyond shlichos, what do you mean? Afrashas requires shlichos. We'll often discuss, right? This Raya, right, of the Rashi, his background in terms of Afrashas and Asina, right? This will be important. Even in terms of that discussion. Okay.